Like what happened before, what happened later, like we're afraid that people ask too many questions. Kamashnum, we're not afraid. You could read Maisa Breishis, the Parsha Breishis, we don't have to be afraid of these things. Kamashnum. Maisa Leit, Ushtei B'noisav, Nikro Matargum. The same thing, let her read it, and you can say the Targum also, explain it also. Pshita, why not? Now the time when Eichus lechvoidu the Avram, like it's not nice, Lot was a relative of Avram, it's not nice to say over this parasha what happened with Lot, with his own two daughters, it's Kamashmulan, Shrashi, Kamashmulan, no, we're not afraid of it. That it's not called, the place, it's not called such a covered by Avram, like it was Lot, it wasn't by Avram. Vaita Maise Tom of Yehuda Nikra Matarkum. The Maise with Tom and Yehuda also will allow to read it, and we can interpret it also. For the more Pshita, Tomorrow says, like, of course, why not? Maybe it's not nice to say what Yehuda did, that he lived with Tamar, he thought she was a Zayin, and he lived with her, it's not so nice. So maybe we should not say the Targum, not to explain it too much, people shouldn't take into it. Shavchu, it's a Shvach for Yehuda. To Yehuduya, because I call upon him, he was Maida. Yehuda was Maida Zachrashi, Shehoida Mechetoi. When Thomas showed her this morning, he was moited and says, me many was from me, and a tremendous midah of Yudah, he was moited that he did the chet. So because he was moited, something good from it, it's a shvach, it's kedai to read it and to interpret it, also.
Alright, turnover.
Right, the Maisa Egel Rishon Nikra Matargum. The first psukim we talk about the Maisa Egel, we could read it as a Targum. Pshita, why not? Like, if everything is understandable, you're not going to say any new chedushim in the Targum. Like, the psukim say clearly what happened. So, at the time, I would have thought, Lechesh Lechvedim Shal Yisrael, it's not so nice because it's not covered for Klai Yisrael that they did the chet of the Egel. So maybe we should not say the Targum of it. Kamash Mula, no. That this chet of the eagle, Maisas, was so bad, and even as man as their Chazal say, we get punishment still because of the chet eagle. Chazal say every single punishment that comes to Klai Yisrael, a little bit of it is also still paying back for the chet eagle. So therefore, it's good to be mentioned it, that it should be a kapara for us. Mashma, we still need a complete kapara, we don't have the complete forgiveness for that chet eagle. If every time we read the parasha and we feel bad about it, that's also a kapara for us. So it's kedai to read the parasha's legal. Klolos the brachos, the kuram of the targum. The klolos and the brachos in the Torah, we're allowed to read and say the targum also. Shita, now the time I would have thought, nechesh duma paigi daitayu de tziburim. Maybe the people, like, will lose their minds, they'll come, they'll feel so bad, especially, Yichrish or Zaitam, will have a Chlishis or Das, they'll feel, what do you call, all let down, is Kishishmo, Shienenshim, when they hear these clawless, they'll feel so bad, they'll have a Chlishis or Das, they'll give up hope already, V'yomu, they'll say, Toiv lehenes min olam azeh, V'chor ritzenenu hoyo v'sefen l'yonash, and they'll give up hope to stop being a Jew, and they'll say, it's Kedai to stop enjoy whatever we want now, because we'll never get anywhere anyway. It's so hard to be a Jew. It's Kamashma, no, we're not afraid of that. So we do say over the clovis. Right, the Pesukim themselves talk about it and say that. And any clovis that Hashem gives, we have to know it's only for our benefit. It's only to mechazek us and to make us straight. And the Bosk right away says, Atam Nitzavim Ayim. Like right after the clovis, it says the Pasha, Atam Nitzavim, to show us that the clovis are only there to make us Nitzavim, to make us standing. If we do Chatoim, we fall down, Hashem punishes us in order we should stand up again. So it's not something to be miyayish, to give up hope for, but just the opposite. By hearing these klolos, that's mechazek a Jew. Asaros v'yenshin, when the Torah says allow not to do something, then the Torah says, "Einish, if you do it, you get punished," is also nekroin the matagrim. We read it, and we say the targum, we interpret also to understand it good. For the mafshita, like, why not? Now the time I would have thought, nechesh du mosul l'mevad meyira, kamash malon, that maybe you'll do it Meira, Kamashma, we're not afraid of that. In other words, maybe people do the mitzvahs now only Machmas Yira. Like they'll see if we do the Averus, we get such a big oinus, such a big punishment. So that's why he's going to be a tzaddik. Not because he's doing it the Shmol, Hashem, Hashem, but he's doing it just to, like, because he's afraid of Hashem, is Kamashma, we're not afraid of that. In other words, we always say, From Yira you come Miyava. First you have to start off doing the Avodah Miyira, then you can come to Miyava. Right, the Maisa Amnon v'Tomer Nikro Matagmi. Could read it and say the Targum also. Maisa Shalom Nikro Matagmi. Pshita Ma the time Malachis record the David. Like it's not nice to say all these stories about David's children. What happened with them? We should read it. Kamashulon. Still, you can read it over. Kamashulon says it's not so bad. It's not directly to David. Right, the Maisa Pelegish Begiva. Is Nikra Matargama, so we could read it for Aftarah, how we could interpret it. But in more Pshita, like, why not? Now at the time I would have thought, Lechish Lechvoda de Binyamin. It's not nice for Binyamin that his Sheva did such an Avera, such a Misa Zak, like Plegish Begiva. Is Tamash Vlog, we're not afraid. Still, we could read it. Could be the Pshat is it's a Kapora for them, the Inu of the Plegish Begiva, we read it. Fact, the Pesach Nicheska says, Hoydes Yushalayim Esther Voiseha. It should be known about Yishlaim, all the meats, the bad things that happened there. Is Nikra Matargum, this Pascha, so we could read it, and we could say the Targum. Pshita, so Moshe says, Lafukim and the Reb Leza. This is the opposite, tells us, teaches us, not like Reb Leza. The Tanya would learn it like this. Maise b'yodam echad, shoyekur elamalam Reb Leza. One person was reading in front of Reb Leza. He was reading this Pascha for the Aftera. Of Hoydas Yishlaim Esav Aser. It should be known about Yishlaim, all the meats, all the bad things that was done there. Is Omaloi, Sir Beleza told him, Achata Boydik Batu Avas Yishlaim, since you're talking about all the meats and the bad things that happened in Yishlaim, say your Boydik Batu Avas Imcha. Let's go check out your mother, let's make sure you're a kosher Jew. Is Bot Kuacha that checked out his Yichus, or Motsu Bashemet Psul? They found out that he wasn't a kosher Jew, he had a Shemet Psul also. So if I start to bless all, it's not nice to say all these psukim. Like if you talk about it, mashma, something's wrong with you also. The elo nikroyim v'lema targum. These are psukim that we read, but we don't say the targum. Maisa ruvein nikro v'lema targum. You're allowed to read the parsha of Ruvein, but don't say the targum. O maisa brother chenina ben gamliel. Sholach lekful, he went to the city kful. So Yekoira Chazana Knesses, the Chazan was reading, Vayihi Bishchon Yisrael, Vayom Aloy Lematurgvim, Hafsek Alta Targim, don't say any more Targim anymore. Ela Achron, only the last one. So Rashi said, the Targim Ela Achron, Vayu Benayaka Shtei Moser, Vayhisse Kaze, Nifsak Befsek Pasha, Vakakor Achron, Kiloway Apostle Latmai. He called it left because that was the end of the Hafsek. But I call upon him, you see, they didn't say Targum on this Indian. The Shabchu Chachomim, the Chom said it was a good thing to do. Like Rashi explained in the Mishnah, that if we say over the Targum in the Pasha of Reuven, people think that Reuven really lived with Bilhah, and it's not true, therefore we don't say the Targum on this Pasuk. Fayetah says, Maisa Egel Hasheni, about the Pesukim, talk about the Egel Hasheni means when it repeated itself, what Aaron told Moshe, is Nikrav Loi Matargim. Those psukim we read, but we don't say the Targim. Eze Maisa Egel Hasheni, what's considered the story about the Maisa Egel Hasheni? Suppose Mar says, Min Vayeme Moshe Ad Vayar Moshe. From those psukim, at the end of the story of the Egel, that's called the second Egel already. Trashi Min Vayeme Moshe Al Aaron, Maes Lechom Azeh, what happened to you? And Aaron told back to Moshe, what happened? That's called the second Egel. Not really the second, just when it repeated over again exactly what happened. Tanya of Shimon Elazar Reimer, Lielom Yayodom Zoye B'Tshuvoysov. A person is very careful how he answers back somebody. Shemeter Tshuva Sheishiv Aaron Moshe. Because from the way Aaron answered back Moshe Rabbeinu, Pokru Hamorim. It went away the Morim, all the people that complained. So Drashi Heyes Pineyim Leimer, Yesh Ramesh Rabbi Dezara. It's the people that have chutzpah to say there's something in Avodah Zarah. Because the people that want to say there's something in Avodah Zarah, they learned out from Aaron's answer that there is something to Avodah Zarah. Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'yashdichu beish, v'yetzu egel azeh, mashma came out by itself. Mashma, that there is an end of Avodah Zarah. It does something. So therefore, like Aaron should have said that, he shouldn't have said this lotion, that I threw it into the Yesh, for Yesh the Egel Azeh, and the Egel came out, as if to say, there is a Koyach of the Avodah Zarah.
Weiter. Birkas Kahanim, Nikroim, Vloimatagnim. When we say the psukkim of Birkas Kahanim, we should not have a targum, not interpret it. My time of Mishun Nechsiv Yisa. As if to say Hashem shows favoritism. Shrashish lo yemu akorish borchu nois lamponim. We shouldn't say Hashem shows favoritism to Klai Yisrael. V'yeinim yoyim, they don't know, shekadayim Yisrael lost his lamponim. That is taka worsted that Hashem should show favor to Klai Yisrael. The meaning of a brachas, like kedayim Yisrael lost his lamponim, ani amati v'chalti v'shabati v'rachti. That akorish borchu said we have to bench if we fill ourselves up. And Christ calls Machum Alatsmoy, if they only eat a Kazayas, they bench. With Rabbon, we say Brichas and Mosn on a Kazayas. So, like, we are more Machum upon ourselves, therefore Hashem also shows us special favor. But Kopon, it's not nice to say it, therefore Yisro, we should not have the Targum on it. Maisa David Viamnoin, Loy Nikroyim, Loy Metargum. We don't read it, and we don't say the Targum either for that server. Ivo Amrit Maisa Amnoin Vitoma Nikroin Matargum. Said before it said you do read it even with Targum. So Mars of Lakasha there's no steer here. Hodiksiv Amnoin Ben David. Hodiksiv Amnoin Stoma. If it says Amnoin Ben David, then you don't read it. Where it only says Amnoin, then it's okay. Then it's not such a Gnai. Tana Rabbanan. Kola Nikroya Saksuvim Batoro Lignai Kuran Osman Shvach. Anytime the psukim are written with a lashon of a gnai, not a nice way, when we read it, we try and read it with a lashon toif, a lashon of l'shvach, a nicer way. Because going the pasuk says yishkalenu, and we read it yishkavenu. Shrash yishkalenu lashon mishkav v'asteg yeshivas, and we read it yishkavenu would lie down. The afulim we read v'tchurim. Shrash yafulim lashon mefarishul a gnai yoseh me'tchurim. Both means talking where the waste comes out, but it's a different way of saying it. One's a nicer lotion. Char yunim, we read it, div yunim. A nicer lotion, which means the waste that comes out of the yunim, the doves. Then the pasuk says, lechol es charehim, velishtois es mei mei shinehim. And we read it, lechol es tsoyosom, velishtois es mei mei raglehim. This is a pasuk in Melachim, and it sounds nicer this way, the way we read it. Then another pasuk in Melachim that says lemochrois, and instead we read it lemoitzois. Like Rashi says, it's talking about by the base of Avodah Zarah again that the waste comes out. Yebishu ve'kocher roimer lemachrois tishmon. That's the way we're supposed to read it. Because it's talking about Avodah Zarah. There we don't mind to speak bad about the Avodah Zarah. A number of Nachmon, Ruben Kocharoyna, Lemchoros Kishmon, Choros we read it the way it is. Bevneishu Gnai, Lavodas Techovim. Here the postage is like despising Avodah Zarah. Therefore, we're allowed to say it in a not nice way. And like Rav Nachman says, Omer Rav Nachman, Kol Etzenuso Asira. Anytime to mock or to make fun of something, it's Osir. Bar Miletzenuso de Avodas Techovim. Except when you want to mock an Avodah Zarah. Then you're allowed to make fun of the Avodah Zarah. To show you, that's mutter. To see the prophet says, Korah bal karnes nevoi. Uksiv karsoi kuroya yachtov. V'lo yichlu molet masa. These are psukim that are like making fun of the Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. Kaiter Reb Yana Yoyim Mehocham Liagloi Space Oin Yiguru Shochan Shemrim Kiyovul Olav Amoy Ukemreyov Olav Yagilu Al Kvoidoi Kigolim Imenu Is Al Tikri Kvoidoi Yelak Kvid Kvoidoi. The hardness of it went away. Again, like you're saying a gnus, not a nice thing. Rashi Al Kvoidoi Kovid Masoi Sharei Tiyaloi Omer Rafuna Barmanoich Mishmei De Rav Acha Brei De Rav Ika. Shorulei levai Yisrael, a Jew is allowed to lemeimot to say leliyot chovim to a goy. Shakle liavodes kechovim, take your getchka, your avodah zarah, v'yanchei b'shin tuv shaloi.
And Rashi says that means like a loshin of shosh ervas mitrayim, but you can put it in a misa bad place.
Put it by the mokam erva. Put it. Not a still a goy. Take your avodah zarah and put it there. Omer Rav Ashi,
hi man. De Sanoi Shumanayo, If somebody has a bad name, a bad reputation, and people say that he does a lot of znus, adultery, is shorilei livzuyayo v'gimel v'shin. You can embarrass him with this name, gimel v'shin. Rashi says it means bag yurusa, you're a ben of a ger, and zaynishmo. Vaita haiman de shaper shemani, somebody has good reports about him, they say good things about him, shorilishvuche, you're allowed to praise him. Well, man de shabche, never does praise him, is yunoichol lebrochas haroshe, it's a good thing. And the Mashor explains, even though usually you're not supposed to talk too much good about your friend because we're afraid you come to talk gnusa bad about him, but I'll call upon the good that you talk about him still is called yinuchoy, it's a good thing. And also the Mashor said, as I said before by the Avodah Zorah, he could tell the guy to put it in your shin tof. He says it means the mokim ishtana, the mokim you let the water come out of your body, or mokim atsoya, where the waste comes out of your body. Har hadrin alecho hakoyres amikilo oimet. Best thing to do is if nice news went out about a person who did something nice, it's a nice thing to praise him back for it. So at the Mishnah, B'nei Yair, people from the city, Shemokru Rechayva Shalir, if they sold the Rechayva Shalir, that was a special place, like a big meeting place in the middle of the town, but had some Kedusha on it, because we had before in the Gemara Tainis. Then when you used to have the Tainus, the last 13 Tainuses, you used to go out to Rechoy Vasir, in the middle of the streets, and you used to daven there. So there's a special place where they used to daven there for the Tainus. So it had some Kedusha. So if you sell that place, Loisim B'doma Beis HaKnesses. With the money you buy from that, you're allowed to buy a Beis HaKnesses. That's your allowed to buy. Rashi, B'nei Yeh Shemach Rechoy Vashalir, Yesh Boi Kedusha, Ken Mephorosh B'Gemara. Hoyilu Mispalim Boi V'Tanias Mamodis. They used to daven there by the Tainas and the Mamodis, so these Rechoy Vashalir, these like places in the streets, a certain meeting place like, it has Kedusha to it, so the people sell it with the money, they can buy a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, so somebody sells a Beis HaKnesses, the klal is, with the money you get, you have to be mala b'kedusha. You have to buy something more kaddish than it was before. You're not allowed to take something that's more kaddish and use it to buy something that has less kedusha. So the Mishnah is saying the nyanim of going up with the kedusha. So if you sell basic knesses, is loichin teva. You're allowed to buy an oron hakodesh. An oron hakodesh has more kedusha than the basic knesses. It's more closer to the sefer teva. Teva, if you sold an oron hakodesh, loichin matfachis. You're allowed to buy the mantle for the Sefer Torah, the covering for the Sefer Torah. Mitzvachos, if you sell the mantle, the covering for the Sefer Torah,